This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. officials say that American military planes will resume evacuation flights from the Kabul airport after an hours-long pause due to a lack of places available to take evacuees. One official says there was a backlog on Friday of about 10,000 people at the Afghanistan airport who had been cleared for departure and were awaiting flights. The backlog in turn caused the military to close gates at the airport perimeter where many people are trying to get on flights. NATO on Friday called on the Taliban to allow people being evacuated to leave Afghanistan and vowed allied countries would remain in, quote, close coordination while operations continue. The joint declaration by NATO's 30 member countries was made following an emergency conference of their foreign ministers to discuss evacuation efforts and the next steps to take. While thousands have been evacuated so far, NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg claims foreigners and Afghans are struggling to reach Kabul airport. Britain and the United States imposed sanctions on Friday on men they say are Russian intelligence operatives responsible for the poisoning 1 year ago of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. The two countries both targeted seven Russians with sanctions and also issued a joint statement warning Russia over chemical weapons. Navalny was flown to Germany for medical treatment after being poisoned in Siberia on August 20th last year with what Western experts concluded was a military nerve agent, Novichok. Moscow has rejected their findings and accused the West of a smear campaign against it. Find more at voanews.com or follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.